1620 94.5 WTAW. There are new snags between Bryan ISD and the city of Bryan regarding the construction of BISD's new auxiliary services center in West Bryan. BISD officials told the city council and the Planning and Zoning Commission last year that among the reasons for not building the complex farther away from the intersection of Leonard Road and Harvey Mitchell Parkway is the $2.2 million cost of extending Viva Road. Now the city's requiring BISD to agree to build the road extension. City's proposed agreement required BISD to reserve the right-of-way, but defers the start of construction to whenever the city determines the road is needed. When that happens, BISD would have 2 years to build the road. The city's proposed agreement was on the agenda for Monday's BISD board meeting. The board did not bring up that agreement following a 90-minute executive session. Instead, a motion was approved as read by board member Felicia Benford.
I move that the superintendent and board president and legal counsel proceed in accordance with legal advice given in closed session and anticipate an agenda item on our next meeting.
In addition to the city's proposed agreement is the participation in this issue of Bryan ISD's newest board member. Leo Gonzalez also chairs the Bryan Planning and Zoning Commission, and Gonzalez voted against BISD's rezoning request for the Auxiliary Services Center. Gonzalez was not part of Monday's BISD board executive session that followed this exchange with board president Julie Harlan.
Before the board convenes in closed session, I would like to address an issue that has arisen regarding a conflict of interest with a trustee. So as the community is aware, trustee...
I call for orders, please, of the court. If it's not posted today, then it doesn't need to be discussed. I call for orders of the day.
Has risen regarding a conflict of interest for a trustee.
So you're not going to acknowledge the orders of the day?
I'm going to...
I just want that on the record.
Okay, thank you.
Let the record also reflect there was no second.
The attorney, so the trustee Gonzalez is also the chairman of the Planning and Zoning Committee for the City of Bryan. The attorney general has issued an opinion that one person serving in these two roles creates a conflict. The legal issue that the board is going to discuss with its attorney is related to the use and development of the district's property, a portion of which is being developed as the Ruby Halliburton Auxiliary Complex. Unfortunately, an issue has been presented by the city, and the city may not issue permits needed to proceed with the Ruby Halliburton Auxiliary Complex project. Because Trustee Gonzalez maintains his seat on Planning and Zoning, we have been in discussions with Trustee Gonzalez with regard to the need for him to recuse himself from our closed session consultation with our attorneys. So, Mr. Gonzalez, will you recuse yourself, yes or no?
If your attorney so advises, then I will take that into consideration. So I would like to speak to the attorney. I'm not included in these in your discussions, which is what I asked for. And if there's a conflict, I have said repeatedly, yes, I absolutely. So if that's okay, if there's a conflict and your attorney tells me there's a conflict, our attorney tells me there's a conflict, then yes, I will absolutely recuse myself.
So there's two issues here. One is that we are not posted to have a consultation with the attorney on the conflict. We are posted to have a discussion with the attorney about how to proceed on our property. So I have offered twice to schedule a meeting with our attorney and you and me, and you have not responded to those requests. So what I hear you saying now is that you would like the board to reconvene later to meet with our attorney.
No, absolutely not. So I will not, but I'm not going to miss the part of the closed session that doesn't have to do with this issue.
Do I hear you saying that you will recuse yourself, which means do not attend the part of the meeting where we're going to hear our attorney's consultation on this property?
In order to expedite the process, I think you're being extremely petty about this, but yes, in order to let us get our business done, I will rise to the occasion and do what I said, and I will recuse myself. I would like to reserve the opportunity to actually speak to someone because I need an opinion, not just yours.
I am happy to schedule a time, but I confirmed with our attorneys that because they are representatives of the board, not our individual trustees, that I would need to be at that meeting because it is a conflict of interest with an individual board member and our potential full board of trustees.
And I should have been in with that meeting that you just had with them. But yes, ma'am, to answer your question and get the thing wrong, yes, I will. If it will let our school board conduct their business, then absolutely I will recuse myself.
And for you, that means stepping out of that part of the meeting.
That's not legally necessary, but I will if that will make you feel better, Ms. Harwood.
Perfect. Thank you. So I think that issue is now resolved. We can now go to closed session.
As for Dr. Harlan's comments that the city of Bryan might not issue permits for the project, a city of Bryan spokeswoman tells WTAW News that no permits have been denied and no permits have been issued. That is because the city has received incomplete plans from Bryan ISD that are currently being reviewed. This is 1620-945 WTAW.